I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're on Team Human, Conscious Intervention in the Machine. This is a preview of this week's bonus content, a conversation with Dana Boyd, recorded for WFMU's The Media Squat back in 2009. Team Human patrons can hear the whole thing on Patreon or by subscribing to the Team Human team feed.
A mythical understanding of social media is that, you know, you go on and you connect with anybody who's a stranger who shares your interests.
Uh-huh.
Right? And for me, that was growing up. Don't get me wrong. It did exist. I was like, please get me out of my physical environment. The internet is my savior. But for the majority of people who go online, they go online to interact with the people they engage with offline. Right? And so if you look at the social network sites, like, you'll never hear me say social networking sites, because it's not actually about networking. It's not about meeting new people. It's about really building out your social network so that you can leverage it for all sorts of sociable purposes. And so when you see people using the social network sites, they're coming on with their friends. And they're bringing with them and they're showing the fact that their friends are fundamentally not diverse, right? That they're more likely to connect with people that are like them. And so they come online, and the way that these sites spread has a lot of historical resonance. You know, there's two different origin points, right? MySpace started out in response to Friendster. It was built in L.A. You know, one of the early adopter populations was indie rock musicians and then VIP promoters in L.A. It quickly went from there to broader different notions of music and the 20, 30-something, you know, urban socializers who connected around that kind of band music. From there, it went through older siblings and cousins down to high school students, and it went from people who were really interested in music to high school students, and it spread from urban to suburban to rural, and it had all these different trajectories. Well, Facebook, on the other hand, started out as a college-only tool, not just any college, though. It was Harvard, and
right.
It was Harvard only. And it went from Harvard to other Ivy Leagues, and from other Ivy Leagues sort of, you know, down some, you know, collectively understood hierarchy of schools. And then when it hit high schools, what high schools did it hit first? It hit the high schools that the early founders went to, Phillips Andover, Phillips Exeter, right? Like these very wealthy high schools. And people who wanted on there were people who were going to the Ivy Leagues or who had friends that were in the Ivy Leagues or friends that were in these top-notch colleges. And so the pressure point of who first adopted from the teen population, who first adopted Facebook, was just very different than who first adopted MySpace. And so
right.
When you start to see this network spread, you start to see, you know, as we had competition, right, the network spread meant that people made these choices. And the choice was very simple. You choose to go where your friends are. end of story. But the fact is that the early adopter populations really set the narrative of as to where your friends would be. And what became really interesting is how that divide played out then in every school that I visited.
Right.
So it's like as the two had sort of proliferated, it was a matter of like, you know, given a school, where were your friends? How did they first hit this? And that division is well marked in academic literature. And sort of one of the best books on the topic is Penny Eckert's Jocks and Burnouts, which is, of course, referencing a 1980s social division of social categories in high schools, right? Jocks and Burnouts. And part of the story of Jocks and Burnouts is that, you know, it's the way that schools are set up, there's almost always a constructed, you know, opposing forces, right? So you have this opposition between the jocks and the burnouts that play out in high school that together are what create the, you know, the high school as we know it. And the same ends up happening with different populations online. People don't necessarily want to interact with everybody else. And I think that's the other, you know, that's the funny thing to watch these companies, because they're absolutely convinced that they can build a tool that everybody will use.
Right. And once everybody uses it, it basically is just the web again.
You know? It's basically the web again. But the thing is that we're also not, we're seeing fracturing before that happens.
Right.
You know, MySpace is undoubtedly fractured. You know, like it's not even, you know, 6 months ago it was even stronger than this day. It doesn't mean that there's not a ton of users who are there. There are tons, right? Millions of users. But it's very much fractured, and people who left MySpace aren't going to come back. And like, there's a whole set of different issues at play. But the thing is that Facebook is fracturing too, right? Facebook is, as Facebook is picking up steam with the 55 plus crowd, their grandkids are not finding it so entertaining anymore.
Right. And that's your sneak peek of this conversation. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as other conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Pekar, Terrence McKenna, Joanna Harcourt Smith, Timothy Leary, Paul Krasner, and even one with Senator Joe Biden, you can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to full access to this bonus content, you'll be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and our new Team Human Spatial Audio Lounge. See you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.